Kubesi is seeking treatment at a hospital right here in the Bay Area. He was shot by an American sniper when he was 15 years old while going to the market to get groceries for his family. He's unable to use his lower body and continues to suffer from bed sores that weren't properly treated. We're going back to the hospital now, where KALW's Hana Baba spoke with Al Kubesi about his life here in California.
عم هشام قال على اساس ان الميديكال مالتي 8 اشهر يعني وينتهي شو راح اجدد هاي الشغلات.
Ahmed Al-Kubesi is in his hospital bed talking to his Iraqi translator about some very American issues. His Medi-Cal coverage, when his SSI benefits will kick in. All of a sudden, the Muslim call to prayer plays from an app on his phone. Out of respect, we fall silent while it plays. That's proper Muslim etiquette. I ask Ahmed if he was ever conflicted about coming to America. After all, the sniper who shot the bullet that hit him was American, part of an American occupation of his country.
All along the way, I never thought of it this way. I was struck, I was targeted by the U.S. military forces, by the soldiers and not by the people. And what I know of the people and what I hear of the people is that they're good people, they're tolerant, and they're loving. So along the way, I thought of multiple scenarios, but the idea of a conflict never occurred to me because I know the people are different from the military. I might have a problem with the military, but none with American people.
I ask him, so what are your plans now?
زواج.
You're young, you can go to school, get married.
زواج مريض.
He says, no, I'm not ready to get married.
My number one target is to get out of the hospital. I really need to get better. I need my medical condition to stabilize. My ulcers are my companion for the past few years, and I really want to get rid of them because living with them means that at any given time I might have infections and then get disabled again. Once I get out of the hospital, get my things together, and I might think of going to study and achieve my dream in getting into the pharmacy school. I also would love to help my parents get out of the situation they're at the same time. The governorate of Anbar, where they live, where the city of Fallujah is under fire for the past 3 months. It's totally unstable. My parents had to leave where they used to live and go to seek refuge somewhere else. My sisters are not in a safe condition. They couldn't go to school anymore. And I want them to get out of that environment, and I hope I can get them into the United States.
I ask him, do you ever dream of going back to Iraq?
Of course I dream of going back to Iraq, but to live there is a whole different issue. Things are still challenging. It's actually getting worse day after day. So I can't see myself going there, living there, tolerating all the things I used to tolerate at a younger age. To see it, for sure, it's everybody's dream to go back and remember the childhood, but I can't think of going back for living.
أرجع زيارة للعراق بين أصحابي بين ناسي منطقتي بس